Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Marini Morasi Shiyechid Lirfuas Sarale Bas Rivka Avram Yosef Ben Moshe Chaim. It's based on the Torah Marini Rosh Hashiva of Futnu Zetzal. It says in the pasuk, "Hinei Yamin Baim Nu Hashem Bleim Rod Chay Hashem Asher Hela." It's been a Zom Eretz Yisrael Kim Chay Hashem Asher Hela Eretz Safon. Days are going to come. Says Hashem, we're not going to say anymore the Hashem live who took it, Jews out of Egypt, but rather who took Hashem from the land of the north. In other words, we are not going to thank Hashem anymore for Yetzias Mitzrayim, but rather we are going to thank Hashem for taking us out of the Eretz Hatzafon, land of the north. So, meaning the Gula Asida, the Ramban al Chumash explains that Babachina Yedua, in a very specific way, this Nevuah has already been fulfilled. Because we were taken from Bavel, which is north of Eretz Yisrael. Where were we taken from there? The names of the months. The names of the months went up with them from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. We don't say the first month, the second month, the third month. We say Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz. So we have to understand why is the Zecher L'Gulas Bavel Dafka on the names of the months? And why is the Yetzias Mitzrayim pushed off? Because of the names of the months. So with regard to the first question, we can explain based on the halacha that Kiddush HaChodesh is only in Eretz Yisrael, only with Tzion, as it says, Kimi Tzion Tetzei Sera, Baruch HaSamach Gimel Amid Beis. V'im lo hiniach kamosa b'Eretz Yisrael, yachal akacha b'chutz laretz. There's nobody so great in Eretz Yisrael. Someone is in Chutz Laretz is greater than everybody in Eretz Yisrael. So you can be Mekadosh the Chodesh in Chutz Laretz. And that's how Yecheskel and Baruch Ben Neria were Mekadosh the new month in Bavel. Ukeshekitshu Sham. Esparsimu B'Shemos Bavlim. When they were Mekadosh the month there, it was publicized with Babylonian names. On the Kiyum of Mitzvah Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, we see a Mahalach of Maschi Genus Mitzrayim B'Shevach. Therefore, when you mention the name, the Babylonian names, there's a Gnai. Maschi B'Genus. We start with the Genus. We start with Chil Obdei B'Rezor HaYavaseinu. So that's a Genus. That's something not complimentary. So here also, we're a Maschi of the Shemus HaBabalim. It's also the Gula. So, we have an Inyan of Gnai, Minyan of Maschil B'Gnus, they had a Mimakadish the Chodesh and Chutz Laretz, and Mitzion, we were at Mekayim Ki Mitzion Tetzei Sora. However, after they came back to Eretz Yisrael, near Mekadish the Chodesh and Lishkas HaGazis, they continued calling the names by their Babylonian names. And this is a Shevach and Hodah and the Adifus of Geulas Bavel. Even after they came back, and their Mekadesh L'Chodesh and Lishkas HaGazis, the month was still called by their Babylonian names. And that's the Shevach and Hodah of the Adifus, of the preference of Geulas Bavel, that it was, they continued using those names even in Eretz Yisrael. As is known, that after the Geula from Galus, we see what was gained by Galus. We don't just leave the Galus, but we come out better than when we walked in. Like it says, we go in there, we leave Mitzrayim with the Rechush Gadol. So here also, we live with a Rebbech. What's the Rebbech? We have the Shemus Bavlim. And that's why the Zecher Legulot and the Shemus Bavlim, because that's the Maschel B'Gnos and Messiah B'Shavach together. The Gnos that they had a B'Makadish Chadashim Chutz Laretz and not Mitzian Tetzei Sora. And the Shevach, that what do we gain from the Gullus? We continued using those names. Obviously, there's a mila to using the Shemus Bavlim. That was the Rebach that we were Marviach. That's the Shevach. The Shevach and the Ganai are Kulam in Eo Bay. That's the Teretz, the first Kasha. Why is the Zecher Dafka and the Shemos? Now we get to the second question. Why is the Ikar Yitzis Mitzrayim? Pushed off. And we don't mention Yitzis Mitzrayim. Like the Gemara says that it's not Ikar, it's only Tafa. Why is that expressed in the Shemos of Chadashim? So we'll explain the Chazal and the Pasuk and the Sefer Yecheskel, Koamar Hashem, etc. Tikach Par Ben Bakar, Tamim, Vichiteso as Hamikdash. So, Mashmos, the Pasuk is that you bring a Korban Chatas. So the Gemara says, Chatas Olahi. It's Gemara Menachos Mem Hamad Aleph. Tanya Nami Hachi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Parashizu Eliyosi L'Darsha. Eliyosi going to Darsha in this past Parashizu. It's going to explain what it means. Rabbi Yosi Milu Mekrivi Me Ezra Kedarsha Kivi Me Moshe. She says that they were miluim, that they were makriv bimei Ezra, just like they were makriv bimei Moshe. She said to him, Tanuach daitra, your das should rest because you are meniach my das. This means that the pasuk is talking about the first of Nisan, which is Rosh Chodesh. Why does it say Bechitesa of Samizbeach, which indicates that we're talking about Chatas? When in fact, we bring two bulls on Rosh Chodesh, and they're both Olas. So B'Yochanan says it's Takashver. Eliyahu HaNavi is going to explain it. Ravashi said, no, we're not talking about the Karbanos brought on Rosh Chodesh, but rather the offerings of the inauguration. They were makriv later on in the days of Ezra, similar to the korbanos that they brought during the period of inauguration in the time of Moshe. Because when the Beis HaMikdash was restored, Avoda in the second Beis HaMikdash, they had 8 days of miluim. They initiated the Kohanim to the Avoda HaMikdash. 23rd of Adar to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. During these 8 days, they offered a bull for a sin offering in addition to the offerings of the inauguration. So Taka, there was a Vichitesa. And we learn a Braisa that says that this Parash Eliyahu is going to darshan, meaning it's Shver, like we saw before. And Rabbi Yossi says that no. Miluim, and then Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Yossi, your mind should be at ease. You put my mind at ease. Thank you for this perush. So we marked in the Gemara that it says in Sanhedrin Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, Roya Ezra Shtanis in Tara Aliyado Malikim Moshe. Torah should have been given, would have been fitting to have been given by Ezra had Moshe not come first. However, Nishtan Aliyado Aksav Miksav Ivri Liksav Ashuris. Through him, the Ksav was changed from Ksav Ivri to Ksav Ashuris. Maral says that there's a tremendous omek here. Lamadavke Ezra Hushapal Shinuze. The Ksav was changed from Ivri to Ashuris in the time of Ezra. by Dafka by Ezra. So, in Kiddush and Yantiv, we say, Shabbachar bana mikol amra, mana mikol lashan, lashan yachid, am v'lashan. In Tefillah we say, Shabbachar mikol amim, v'ramtan mikol ashanus, lashan rabim. And the reason we have this change isn't important for us. Now we'd like to discuss the explanation of the change itself. Not the reason that there's this difference. We like to explain the difference itself. There are two bechiros of Klal Yisrael. We call it Amim and we call Am. The first is in the Tkufa that Am Yisrael already existed. And we were chosen from the 70 nations. And that's when we already existed. And we're chosen from the 70 nations. And it's recognized that we're chosen. We call Shivim Ha'amim. That's Amim. And we say Am. Shabbat HaRanim we call Am. That's the Bechira. In the Tkufa of Hein Am Echad V'Safa Achas L'Kulam. Parashas Noach. They're all one language. Before we were split up, we were all one nation. That's Hashem Baruch Hu, we call Am. And that's based on the pasuk B'Hanchel Yon Goyim Afrido Bnei Adam Yatzei Gulos Amim LeMispar Bnei Yisrael B'Hanchel Yon Goyim. So I'm at the beginning of the Tkufa of B'Ritzosam LeGoyeyam. When they were split up, everybody in Znachla, Afrido Bnei Adam, B'Diburim, B'Lashon, B'Makom Yatzev. Hashem Baruch Hu was Mamid, 70 nations, connected 70 souls of the Jewish people. And in other words, from the very fact, Yatzev, Vulos, Amim, L'Mispar, B'nei Yisrael, from the fact that there are 70 nations corresponding to 70 Jewish souls, came down to Egypt. So that is a proof that the Jewish people are the chosen people. And that's the Asher Baruch HaRanami called Am. Even before there were nations that were split up. In other words, already in the time of Noach. In Safa Achas, in Am Echad V'Safa Achas L'Kulam, we're all one nation. We already chosen them. It was one nation. It was Baruch HaRanami called Am. It wasn't Amim. And now we conclude Hashem Badad Yanchenu Beimor Nechar. In other words, Ba'afrido B'nei Adam L'Shivim Umos. There were 70 nations. But Am Yisrael is Hashem Badad Yanchenu. We don't have El Nechar. They have El Nechar. Hashem Badad Yanchenu Beinimu El Nechar. We don't have El Nechar. They do have El Nechar. We're alone. So we have this Badad. We're alone. We're going by Yischashav. That's our Bechira. And that's already, originally, when we were one nation, the world was one nation. That's Am Echad V'Safa Achas. In this Madrega, we find Melamed Shayim Mitzionim Sham. In other words, Tzion Miyuchad Behem Amavti Losim Mishar Tvesh Ve'aretz. B'zeh Shalashinu Hashemam Ves Lashonam. We're different. We didn't change our language. We didn't change our names. In other words, here the Bechir is B'mishkal V'Rom Amonu Mikol Loshon. Shriyam Be'na Amim Adayin Eino Kayim. There's no nation among nations. There's just one nation. Before you see us, Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael is Ka'uber, Shalei Yatzei La'olam. And if there was still Mitzuyam Sham, that's only B'Hashparas, B'Hashem Badad Yanchenu, from the Tkufa V'Amecha B'Safa Achas, even before we were a nation. We were already special, already chosen. Elishmos Bnei Yisrael, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun. As I'll say, Reuven and Shimon went down, Reuven and Shimon came up without any shinui. That's all before Yitzias Mitzrayim, before Matan Torah. That's Rom Amon, we call Lashon. We're not a nation among nations because we weren't a nation yet. can only be a nation among nations when there are many nations. So we have these two aspects. You have the aspect of Klal Yisrael before we were a nation. The world, when the world was all one, that's going to be Lashon Yachid. That even before we were a specific nation, but we were already chosen, even when we were Uber B'mei Iman, as if we were when we were in Mitzrayim. And that's the Lashon of Siyachat, the Shabbachah B'nai Mikol Am, Ramamana Mikol Lashon. We didn't change our Lashon. We didn't change our names. That's the Ramamana Mikol Am, Ramamana Mikol Lashon, even before we were a nation. Going back already to the time of not only Mitzrayim, but to the time of when the whole world was one nation. And in Tkufas Ezra, in contrast, even though it was a Cheresh v'Hamazger, that everybody was would become Cheresh, the Gemara says, would become deaf, like when Talmid HaChachamim would open their mouths, Divrei Torah. It was such big Talmid HaChachamim back then. Nevertheless, we find there was Chatzim Medaber Ashdodis, Ve'enam HaKim Medaber Yehudis. They would speak Ashdodian, they didn't speak Yehudis. They didn't speak the Jewish language. So we have the Reuven and Shimon went down to Mitzrayim, Reuven and Shimon left Mitzrayim, in contrast to Chatzim Medaber Ashdodis. And even in Mitzrayim, HaPiliach HaNochi, HaShbarach was made Aleim B'yud B'Sof V'Hei B'Tchila, Shekulam Shiftei Kohen V'Lo Sholtu B'Hem Mitzrayim L'Sari B'Hem. We have a yud at the end, a hey at the beginning, or shiftei ka, yud and a hey. The Mitzrayim were not sholeit, the Mitzrayim didn't rule over us. But in Babel, we have a whole parish of marrying Goyisha women. So the kilkel wasn't only b'chartanim mikol ha'amim, the Jewish people mixed in amongst the Goyim, but chatzim medaber ashdoidis. They were also pogay in the safa achas. In other words, that Majrega of a Shabbach Rabbanim we call Am. Because we were speaking their language. If we're Pogeb Safa Achas, that already takes us back to the Tkufa of Noach. There was only one nation. And that's a pegia that impinges, that impedes the asher, the bachar bana mikol am. Ramamana mikol lasham. We weren't exalted among the other languages. We changed our language to theirs. So that in Galus Mitzrayim, with all their lo madrega, shekimat katay nekar, ikar sheshos al avram, nevertheless Hashem badad yamchenu, we remain shalim, but Galus Bavel, niskalkul, and ikudazu ben b'nei Yisrael. So you're right, we almost were uprooted, but the badad yamchenu remained. But by Galus Bavel, this nekuda was niskalkul. We didn't have this badad anymore. And to our flag, it says, me'eretzahu yatsa Ashur, Rashi says, she'ashur yatsa mi'atsas ben yamigdal. Lohiskimam v'azvam, as Asher went out from the eights of the Binyan Amigdal, he wasn't masking with them, he left them. And we find Lahedya over here, that Asher has no chelik in the Atzis, Dora Flaga, Dora Pilug. And therefore it says, Ashur is Amu'usha Shabilashonos, it was the strongest of languages, because it wasn't those who were sent away in the Dora Flaga. Asher didn't want to be involved in the Migdal. And that's why Ezra, who's the Gaul Migalas Baba, was Mishana Biksav to Ashuris, because in this Galus we lost our Ramana Mikolam. And therefore in the Geula we have to come back to that Nakuda. Mimitakinit. Am Achad Visafa Achas. Bali Kilkul Shaldora Flaga. Asher Shayatza Velo Shtatev Batis Dora Flaga and Isha Biksav Shala. Pchinas Shlemas Meachi Saran Shala Flaga. So that we were fixing the Flaga part. We want to come back to Am Echad V'Safa Achas without the Kilkul of the Dora Flaga. So we have to go back to Ashur, because they were in the Dora Flaga and they were in Miskalkil. They have that Shlemos. They left. They didn't want to be involved in building the Migdal. Which is when it says Am Echad V'Safa Achas. So mainly even in the Bechinas Tikkun Atzaras Galitz Babel, which is the Tzar of the Bittel of Amecha B'Safa Achas. Because in the Ksav is expressed the Tzura of the nation, of the situation of the nation, the level of the nation. That's what we were fixing when we went to the Ksav of Ashur, so we could fix that Tkufa of Amecha B'Safa Achas. Be like Ashur, who wasn't involved in the Aflaga. They weren't sent away. They didn't want to be involved in the Migdal, so they just left. Such that in Matan Torah, Moshe came first. It was given by Moshe, not by Ezra. But Binyan Ktsav Ashuris, there was no need for this. Sha'az b'sha'az galus mitzrayim ha'isav l'chira mikol am k'tikuna. There, things were right because the Jewish people didn't mix in amongst the Goyim. But Gula's Bavel, we needed that tikkun. We were chosen Mikol Am, that in Mitzrayim we could achieve because we didn't mix in with them. Bavel, we did mix in. Bavel, we lost our Yichud. Bavel, we spoke their language. So we had to fix that. Shabbat Chavana Mikol Am. Fix that when the world was one nation, we were chosen. And Bagalas Bava, we lost that because we were mixed in with the other nations. In Mitzrayim, we're Mitzuyanim Sham. There we were separate. Therefore, we needed the tikkun of Galas Bavel, of Ksav Ashuris. Fix the Am Echad B'Safa Achas B'Derech M'Tukenes, that it should be like the Ashurim who left, who were in the Dora Flaga but weren't sent away, weren't split up because they left first, because they didn't want to be involved in this rebellion against Hashem. So this that we said Bechira Mikolam Kitikuna was Bimei Moshe, that was only until Yetzias Mitzrayim. Immediately after the Yitzhiyah, the Erev Rav came, and they caused their buvia and Klal Yisrael. They tried to be mevatel the Am Levodad Yishko. And this bittel can be done in two ways, either by the Erev Rav, that the outside comes inside, or by Yisarev Ugoim Bilam Dumai Seim, that Knesset Yisrael turns towards the nations. That's what messes up the Bechira Mikol Am. We lost that, we left Egypt. So now we can explain the Chazal by the Miluim that we spoke about earlier. In all the Miluim, both in the time of Moshe and the time of Shlomo, and even in the time of Ezra, the Karbanos were all Horas Shah. But the Miluim Sheva Mishkan, we find not only Horas Shah in the nature of the Karbanos, but even in the Inyan of Kapara, Moshe Rabbeinu was Makrav Egel Lechatis Lechapar Al Cheda Egel. In the Doris, we don't find such a Mahalach, because the Chatis we bring only on Shogeg, and Cheda Egel wasn't B'Shogeg. So the Horas Shah B'Kapara, we don't find in the time of Shlomo. And that's the Tzlil, that's the ring of the Lashon Chazal, that explained that the Meluah Mikrivim Mei Ezra Kederach Shekrivim Mei Moshe. In other words, coming Lafuke, to exclude the Yimei Shlomo. In other words, even Yimei Ezra, there's a change not only in the Karbanos, but even in the Kapara. And it's like we explained that Moshe was Bechet HaEgel. Bechet HaEgel was done by the Erev Rav because of the Erev Rav. They were the ones who did the Egel. So there's a Tikkun Lekilkel Erev Rav. And if you can explain it to the time of Ezra, then the tikkun, the kapara, will be in the second way that there's a mixture in Klal Yisrael, which is their buvia asholet b'bavel nashim nachriyos, that we turn outwards, we search for goyisha women, and that's what it says. Tanoch daitcha sheinach deistaiti shemarani b'kan sheishkan kapara shlem alei ruvam v'yitukon b'shlem musa aroman manu mikol lasha mikol am v'chirus am Yisrael b'dargas am levadad yishkan. That's what it says in the Gemara, that your mind should rest because you made my mind rest. I see a kapara now. V'chitesa, they're going to bring a carbon chatas. What's the carbon chatas for the nashim nachrios? And they normally only bring a chatas on a shogeg. Here we're going to bring it on a mezid. And we're going to fix the v'roma manu mikolam. We're going to make ourselves special. We're going to make ourselves unique. We're going to come back to the Am Levadad Yishkan. And now we go back to the beginning. Why Yetzias Mitzrayim was pushed off. Because of the Shemos of Galus, Binyan Shemos HaChadoshim, Shemos of Galus, the names of the months. The Tzuras HaYehudim B'Babel HaYemisug Zeh, Shal Shino Yishma B'Lashon HaShem Medavim HaShtaydis, like we said. That was the Tzuras HaYehudim. They spoke HaShtaydis. And therefore, Kizecha Legula Mitzaras Eilu, Shiruas HaShemos HaBavlim. Dugmas Mishan is Asher V'Adayin Mashir Etzlo. Kalim Rashim Zecher Tkufa San Yusei. So, as a Zecher to the Gula from these Tzaras, we kept the Shemos HaBavlim because we really took for ourselves Babylonian names. We mixed in with the Goyim. So we kept their names of the months that we'd gotten from Babel. It's like somebody who gets rich, but he still leaves with himself, you know, some memories of some Kalim that he used to use when he was poor. Remind him of those days. So now we have this in this detail, in the Gula from Bavel, the Tikkun of Am Echad, we have the Adifus of Galus Gula's Bavel and the Rebach. Because now we got something from the Galus, we got these Shemos Chadashim. We want to remember Geulas Bavel, the Rebach that we got from it. That we weren't the same as we were before. Now we have these extra, there's something special about these months. They gave the names of these months. So the names have uniqueness, they have significance, they have some element of Kedusha. So we want to keep those in order to remember, this was the time that we mixed in with the Goyim. And now that we've left, okay, so now we're not mixed in with them anymore. We're attacking the Am Echad, now we're a unique nation. We're a Bedad Yanchenu. So we do that by like taking the kalim of the rich man, takes the kalim, keeps the kalim of when he was poor in order to remind himself of those times. So to remind himself of the Shemus HaKadoshim, what we lost in the Galus, when we were in the Galus, and what we gained in the Geula, that we lost our uniqueness as a nation, and now we've come back to Eretz Yisrael, and we've gotten it back, but we're going to still remember the names of the months. We're Makadish and Chadashim and Chuslaritz, and we use these Babylonian names, so we're going to keep those names. So obviously in some way, which hopefully we'll discuss in a different shir, there's something special about these Shemus HaChadashim and Tishrei Cheshvan and Kislev, etc. Advarim Niflaim, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest friends.